It's time for the Hour of Power, where numerous churches and ministries in Western Oklahoma come together to produce a program found on the internet at therockchristianmusic.com. If you have a specific prayer request or you would like to share about an answer to prayer in your life, text the word pray to 68683, then share your request. This is your connection to other Christ followers and prayer warriors. Welcome to the Hour of Power.
Good morning. It is time for the Hour of Power, the most powerful hour of the day. I'm your host, Neva Pyatt, sitting in the driver's seat this morning. Miss Monica Lovell's over there running the iPad, and our very special guest, Chasten Music. How are you today, Pastor?
I'm great.
Good. Good to see you. Yes, it is a beautiful morning. Nice, cool. It's almost like a fall morning out there with the little rain we got last night and the overcast today. And we're praying for more rain. We sure need it in this part of the country. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can post it right on our Facebook page, or you can send it to 580-485-0837, or you can send it to our email, hourofpower32@gmail.com. Our Facebook sponsor today is Rick Spain Construction out of Weatherford, and we appreciate each one of our sponsors so very much. We do record in two parts, and it will be over on our website, therockchristianmusic.com, after the program's over. So if you have a friend that doesn't have Facebook, you can send them there to hear this message that Pastor Chasten is going to bring today. To get to the Hour of Power there, you go to that website, therockchristianmusic.com, and then you go to the Hour of Power, and then click on the day that you missed. Or if you're if you have a friend right now that you want to send there, they can just go to the rockchristianmusic.com and click on Listen Live, and they'll be able to hear what we're saying right now. So a couple of ways that you can get the message out, either on Facebook or on our website. I think I've covered everything, Chasten. Will you pray to start us out?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for today, the day that you've blessed us with, and we're so thankful for this Hour of Power and this radio broadcast that is touching the lives of numbers of different people. And Lord, we're so grateful for that. I just pray today that you'd be with our listeners, that you would just be with us here, lead us and direct us by your Holy Spirit. And we're just believing that great things are going to be done and accomplished today, Lord. And we're just thankful that we have you to turn to in everything that we need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, what have you got for us today? Pastor,
I have a special message for us today, and so I think there's going to be something for everyone, and my title is Missing Pieces, and so we're going to talk about missing pieces this morning, and have a couple of passages of scripture that I want to begin reading, and the first one is in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse number 11, and I'll be reading this passage from the Amplified Version, and then we'll go into Mark chapter 8, verses 36 through 37. But here in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and 11, it says, "He has made everything beautiful and appropriate in its time. He has also planted eternity, a sense of divine purpose in the human heart, a mysterious longing which nothing under the sun can satisfy except God. Yet man cannot find out, comprehend, grasp what God has done, his overall plan from the beginning to the end." And then in Mark chapter 8, verses 36 and 37, Jesus asked the question, "For what does it benefit a man to gain the whole world with all its pleasures and forfeit his soul?" And then 37, "For what will a man give in exchange for his soul and eternal life in God's kingdom?" Two very important questions there in Mark chapter 8. But this morning, as we go through the message, I want us to look and examine our own lives and just be reminded and remember what the Lord has done for us, what he's brought us through, what he's brought us out of, how he has put us together piece by piece. And many times those pieces were broken pieces, but the Lord fit them all together according to his plan and according to his purpose, and how we can take all the pieces and everything that the Lord's done in our life and how he can connect our pieces with other people's pieces so that they can experience the goodness of God and His plan for their life. So that's kind of what we're going to talk about this morning. And I have puzzle pieces here, and I'm going to give each of you a puzzle piece.
Okay, thank you.
And give Monica one there. And we're going to talk about this puzzle piece this morning and how it can reference and be connected into our life. And so what we can see is there's many who have missing pieces in their life.
Turn a little more.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's many that have missing pieces in their life, and what we must understand is the Lord is the only one that can fill those missing pieces, mm-hmm. those voids and those gaps within our life. And so what a puzzle piece does, as everyone can see this puzzle piece, what this puzzle piece does is it takes several pieces to fit together to form and create an image. And that's the same with our lives. It takes all of the pieces forming and coming together to form God's plan and God's image for our life. And what's amazing is when you fit these pieces together, it creates a beautiful picture, and that's what our life is.
Mm.
Even from the broken pieces, God fits it all together to perform and to create a beautiful image and a beautiful picture for our life. And, you know, that's also with our eternity as well. It secures our eternity. And so it's a